Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. This is Wednesday, March the 29th. I'm Steve Hall to talk about everything related to Liverpool Football Club, mainly off the field. Today, obviously, the Reds haven't got a game until the weekend. We've spoken in previous episodes about the injury situations and all that. More of my stuff today is related around transfers and a little bit about Liverpool's pre-season as well. We've been linked to a few players. There's competition for a couple of players, apparently, as well. Let's start off though with Liverpool cancelling their US tour plans with a new pre-season destination now set. Yeah, according to David Lynch for Football Insider, Liverpool correspondent, Liverpool had been planning to go on a US tour this upcoming pre-season. However, they've changed their minds. Our mates at this of Anfield have gone one step further. They understood that Liverpool were lining up plans for a US tour, which included a stop in Las Vegas. Obviously, Man United are out there as well. And there was talk that both of the sides could have played each other. I think Man United are playing Wrexham in San Diego, which is why there was talk of Liverpool maybe getting involved in that somehow. But apparently, Liverpool have now changed their plans and they'll be going to Asia for a one-stop tour. And Singapore is, as it stands, the most likely destination. Liverpool have reportedly decided against a second stop in the belief that their 2022 pre-season tour really disrupted the preparations for the campaign. Jürgen Klopp pretty much said as much, didn't he? He put some of the injuries and stuff down to the pre-season tour. So yeah, apparently Liverpool, who haven't been to America since 2019, it is on hold until 2024 at the earliest, that's a quote. So basically, Jürgen Klopp's belief that related travel and commercial commitments cut into his valuable training time forced a rethink ahead of this summer's plans, says David Lynch. So yeah, it looks like Jürgen got his wish. He's going to have the lads in Europe for a couple of weeks and then they're going to go to Asia, I think in the third week of pre-season for a quick tour in and out. So yeah, he's getting loads of training time with the players. They're going to change things up. And then they're still going to have some commercial responsibilities. And obviously, the amazing fans that Liverpool have got in Asia are still going to get to see the players. But unfortunately, it looks like Liverpool's US-based supporters are going to have to wait at least another season before they get to see the Reds in action. I'm a bit good to myself because I wouldn't mind a little sneaky trip to Vegas to watch Liverpool. But yeah, the Reds are going to spend time at a camp in Europe and loads of time at the Axe as well. He's obviously had camps before. He's had them in Germany, in Austria, in France. He's done Switzerland. As it stands, no one knows where the camp's going to be, but they're going to do the usual stuff. They're going to have a camp and then they're going to go to Asia for just a week. So it looks like Jürgen might have won a little battle there. I'm guessing the money men would have wanted Liverpool to go on a big money spinning tour of the States, but Jürgen's got his way and they're not going very far at all. Right then, before I start talking about a couple of Liverpool players in particular, or lads with big massive links to Liverpool, I want to talk about Mason Mount and Chelsea's Mason Mount then. Liverpool were the favourites to sign the England midfielder, but according to a report from Tom Roddy of The Times, Thomas Tuchel is now interested in taking Mason Mount to Bayern Munich. Obviously, Tuchel has recently been appointed as the Bayern boss, taking over from Nagelsmann, who was sacked earlier in the week. And yet, with Mason Mount's contract running out, and he's added a bit of an impasse with Chelsea, it looked like Liverpool were going to get a free run at Mason Mount. But now there's and obviously they were favourites as well. Bayern Munich are now apparently very much in the mix as well. Which, to be fair, Thomas Tuchel knows the player well. He enjoyed playing with him. He enjoyed managing him, rather. Makes sense. Christian Falk, of course, at CF Bayern. Chelsea, the talks were on an issue between Thomas Tuchel and Bayern and the new coach wants to go and work on getting his own players in as well. And that's kind of the thing where we're at really, isn't it? Thomas Tuchel is now the manager of Bayern Munich. He's got a list of players, lads who he likes. It makes sense for these links to make some mount to start appearing. Apparently the midfield, they believe his midfield is more than adequate. So Christian is almost disputing the Times as a reporting, really. He says Mason Mount was not an issue in the talks between Thomas Tuchel and Bayern Munich. The new coach wants to get an overview of the squad first, basically saying that when he first arrived, there wasn't like, you've got to go and get me Mason Mount for me to get here. But the interest obviously exists. Time will tell, because I think, to be honest, I think if he does leave Chelsea, I wouldn't be shocked if he joined Liverpool. I think Liverpool would have a pretty clear run at him, if truth be told. But yeah, it looks like Bayern Munich now are very much in the mix as well with Thomas Tuchel, so that is something to keep an eye on. Moving along, according to British football agent Hayden Dodge, he told Caught Offside that he's heard that Newcastle United are interested in signing Liverpool centre-back Joe Gomez. Eddie Howe is apparently a big fan of the England international and would like to take him up to St James's Park. So basically, Hayden Dodge has got this new gig with Caught Offside, where what he's hearing from in the agent world. His quote directly was, "It's quite well known that Newcastle United have long admired defender Joe Gomez as they look to bolster their centre-half options ahead of several players being out of contract this summer." It goes on to say, obviously, Gomez has still only recently signed the contract with Liverpool, so he's not like they have to get rid of him, but Newcastle have got a bit of dough. If Liverpool can cash in on a player who isn't obviously a first-choice player, they might fancy it. I don't know. I've said before, personally, if Liverpool did sell Joe Gomez, I think it'd be a shame just because of what could have been. But at this moment in time, I think it's right to question if Joe Gomez is going to ever hit the levels. You know, in the league winning season when he was unbelievable, are we ever going to get back to that type of player again? It's probably not. If a massive offer came in from Newcastle, would he consider it? Possibly. Now, we're already hearing that Joel Matip could be sold this summer. The next story, by the way, is about the centre-half. We were being linked, so that's worth noting. But I can't see a world where Liverpool let Joel Matip, Joe Gomez, Nat Phillips and Reece Williams all go. I think they're definitely going to let Reece Williams and Nat Phillips go. I'd be shocked if they never. Matip looks like he's very much one who could be sold as well. So, you know, bear all that in mind. I just don't see them letting Joe Gomez go. I actually think, you know, is the fact that he's English, the fact that he can play right back as well, probably helps Joe Gomez in terms of keeping a place in the squad. But I think it's fair to say, I think everyone's been a little bit underwhelmed with Joe's performances pretty much since that season, really. He's had some really good games at times. He just hasn't been able to stay consistent enough. So, yeah, I personally, if the right offer came in, I think Liverpool would seriously have to, you know, consider it. But this summer just doesn't feel like the time's right, considering there's so much work to be done. We spoke earlier about Mason Mount in the midfield. You've got Jude Bellingham, blah, blah, blah. Loads of players coming in, loads of players going out, a few out of contract. At least, you know, three at the moment are going to leave on free transfers. There's a very good chance James Milner becomes the fourth. There's a lot of work for Liverpool to be doing, as well as, like I mentioned before, if Joel Matip leaves. So I think Joe Gomez has got a lot of work to do in terms of keeping a place at Liverpool long term. But I would be shocked if it was this summer they sold them. But like I say, if Newcastle came in with a very good bid and Liverpool are looking to raise funds for other players, you know, I think they would have to give serious consideration to it, because I don't think Joe's done quite enough to make him, you know, an untouchable member of the squad. But time will tell on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
How that one pans out. Right then, moving on to the main story of the show. This comes from David Maddock, obviously the Northern football correspondent for The Mirror. He says Liverpool are in a fight for one of the Bundesliga's hottest defensive properties as they look to strengthen after a disappointing season. Evan Ndicka, a Europa League winner with Eintracht Frankfurt, who has starred in the Champions League this season, is available on a free transfer in the summer after he turned down a final contract offer from the German club. Liverpool have apparently been scouting Ndicka since his days with Auxerre as a teenager. Arsenal and Spurs are also linked with the 23-year-old. But yeah, it looks like Liverpool have identified, listen, if they're going to go and get a new centre-half in a season where there's loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of money to be spent, if they can go and box one of the problem positions off for free, it could be an absolute winner for the Reds. Speaking about the player himself, Maddock points out, you know, he leads the Bundesliga in terms of blocks, defensive blocks this season. And yeah, he's a big lad as well, you know what I mean? 6'3", he's a free agent. You know, I spoke before about Joel Matip coming in as a free agent from the Bundesliga. He's had a really, really strong Liverpool career. When he's been fit, he's been excellent. Liverpool could be about to repeat the trick again. Get a young lad in, 23 years old, like I say, no transfer fee. Someone who's got the pedigree of playing high-level football. He's won the Europa League. He's playing Champions League football. He's a French under-21s international as well. I think he's played alongside Ibu Konate at that level. I think it looks like Liverpool are very much in for him. Let's have a little look then. David's just actually made my point for me. Ibu Konate, he did play with him at the under-20s and under-21 levels. So those two have got a bit of a connection as well. If Liverpool are looking more long-term past Virgil van Dijk, obviously van Dijk's here for a while, but there's a time when he won't be. So, you know, having two lads who know each other very, very well, chance to develop at a young age and work through together is really, really promising. PSG and Barcelona have also been linked, but Ndicka is yet to decide on his destination. Although, obviously, as a Parisian, the French side may have an advantage if they seriously choose to pursue him. So yeah, PSG are very much in the mix. And like I say, if he fancies going back to France, then they could be in the driver's seat. But Liverpool are definitely in the fight for him. And it makes sense to me. Like I say, there's a lot of problems that Liverpool need to solve. So if they can go and get themselves a very good player from a very good level at a good age and not have to pay a transfer fee for him, it all makes sense. It ticks a lot of boxes. Like I say, the Reds like going for younger players who you can bring through and develop. Getting a guy who's 23, might not have to play every single game straight away, and yet you can then come. You can come in. You can be spotted into certain situations. If he's good enough, then to go up the pecking order, you can certainly go and do it. And I think it really is something that they are obviously considering. It makes a lot of sense. Like I say, if Matip's going, if there's doubts about Gomez, Phillips, I mentioned before, Reece Williams, he's going. So yeah, from our mates at This Is Anfield then, this was written by Jack Lusby from This Is Anfield. Goes on to say that Ndicka can play on both sides of the back. Ndicka, who can play left centre-back and also left-back rather, so he's got a bit of versatility with him there. So if you're Liverpool looking for a little bit of options, who can play a couple of different positions, then that is really, really promising as well. It all makes sense. I wouldn't be shocked if this is one that is a goer. Again, Arsenal and Spurs, PSG, Barca are all involved because, as like I say, when a top young player becomes available, obviously there's going to be loads and loads and loads of clubs sniffing about. That's never uncommon, really. It's obviously that's going to happen all the time. But yeah, he's played a lot of games already for Frankfurt, which is also ideal. one of the knocks on Matip and Gomez is the injuries. Virgil van Dijk even recently, it's been in a similar boat where he starts to pick up little niggles here and there. And Dika plays pretty much all the time for Frankfurt. Touchwood, his injury record's excellent. He's got the ability to score goals. Well, if you look on YouTube, there's some really, really big old thunderbolt strikes as well. But he's got a lot to his game, so I think it's definitely one to keep an eye on. Yeah, Liverpool can get themselves a big centre-half for free this summer. That would be absolutely amazing. Why wouldn't he go and do that? Fingers crossed. Like I said, let us know on all our socials. Just find the Redmen TV on socials if you want. Let us know your thoughts on anything we spoke about today, including your thoughts and Ndika. Before I move on to a couple more things, I want to give you guys a heads up right away. We're hosting a live quiz night at Hotel Anfield on May the 5th. So if you're in the Liverpool area, or if you're travelling in to go to the Liverpool versus Brentford, which is the day later, come and get involved. Come and have a game. It isn't just a pub quiz, basically. There's lots of Red Men madness involved. We've got loads of fun games, challenges. We've got some boss prizes to give away. Signed Liverpool memorabilia, some from the current squad and some from legends of the footy club as well. So if you want to come get involved, go and check out all our socials. You'll find links to tickets there. If you go to ticketquarter.com and just search for Red Men TV, you can get them from there as well. But yeah, come down to Hotel Anfield. Come and have a laugh with us. It'll be an absolute banging night. Got music from Jags of the Ragamuffins doing all the Liverpool hits. So yeah, come and meet me, Paul, the entire Red Men team. You can even compete against us in the quiz and some of the games. Have a boss night with some Reds. And like I say, if you're in the area, whether you're local or if you're travelling in for the Brentford game, do get yourselves involved in that one. It'll be an absolute banging night, I promise. In terms of what's coming up on Red Men this week, obviously we're building up to the City game. So, opposition preview with Steve McInerney, Manchester City fan extraordinaire. If you've watched the overlap, you'll know Steve. He's the one Jamie Carragher told to shut up once. Yeah, that'll be out on Red Men Plus very, very shortly. There's loads more as well. Obviously, for the game itself, we'll have the live watch along with me and Chris Pajak in the studio if you want to come and get involved in that. And then on Thursday Night Pint, which is being recorded tomorrow night, at time of me recording this, we've got Dave Jags, who I mentioned before, from the Ragamuffins, he's down, and Mark Monaghan as well, actor / voiceover. So if you used to watch the old 90s, 2000s Dream Team, remember that on Sky? Mark was in that. He was in Brookside. And perhaps most famously, of course, he's the voice of Thomas the Tank Engine, which is an absolute banging gig he's had. So yeah, come and get involved in Thursday Night Pint. Come and get involved in the live chat. Come and get involved in the live show down at Hotel Anfield. And most importantly of all, keep an eye on the Red Men for more amazing content. And as an added bonus, if you want to listen to any of the amazing Red Men Plus stuff, sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESARS on the payment screen. You'll get 50% off for 3 months. So rather than it costing you a fiver a month, you'll get it for £2.50 a month for 3 months. Go and try it out. Go and check it out if you like it. It's for you, boss. If it's not sound, you've give it a go. Come and support the channel in any way you can. You guys are the best. Keep an eye out. Another BITESARS will be coming tomorrow with Paul Machin. Until then, see you all in a bit. Bye.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.